Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I think we got Mr. Michael Irvin on the line right now.
Yeah,
talk
man.
To us
look,
about
look.
It.
This guy got close a few times. He got over the hump and won a few when he was in Dallas. We want to welcome the playmaker, Michael Irvin, to the show. Mike, what's going on, baby?
Man, how are you guys doing, man? I'm sitting out here in L.A. getting ready to watch these games here tomorrow. Go to work. Looking forward
man.
To them.
Look, in L.A.? You're out in L.A.?
Well, yeah, that's what we do, the studio shows. If it's, you know, if it's a single game, then we're on site at the game. But when it's games on all through the week, then we're usually doing it in the studio at the NFL Network.
It must be nice, baby. Michael Irvin of Radio.com, Sports NFL Insider. His calls are brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Mike, look, let's just talk big picture with the Houston Texans right now, man. I mean, I think out of the eight teams that are left right now, the Texans are the outlier that's been inconsistent. Obviously, the ceiling's really high, but unfortunately, the floor has been really low at times. Where is your confidence, confidence meter at right now with the Houston Texans as far as showing up and putting their best game on the field?
They having all the elements is one thing, and they have all the elements. But having all the elements perform and play at a proper time is another thing. And they've been, and that's where you can say the inconsistency has come with the Texans. You know, I think it's so huge. Just keeping Will Fuller some kind of way on the football field is a big thing if you can do that. And going into this game, two things. I think Houston needs Will Fuller on the field, but they also need to produce a little bit better of a run game to give some support to Superman, man. Deshaun Watson does too much Superman and not enough Clark Kent. And we need to find a way to get him some success as Clark Kent, turning around, just handing the ball off, and then also giving him some easy, quick throws down the field to Will Fuller.
Mike, we've been watching the Kansas City Chiefs over the past about 4 or 5 weeks, and their defense has been all of a sudden considered one of the better ones in the league based off of their performance. And quite frankly, I'm not believing it. Some of the opponents they played against haven't been up to snuff. When you talk about playing against an offense like the Chicago Bears, playing against the Chargers a couple of times. Are you a believer in the improvement of the Kansas City Chiefs defense, or am I fooling myself?
No, you know what? I like what I've seen from a standpoint of what they've done defensively, and I think sometimes they had to do that coming off of what they went through with the injury to Patrick Mahomes. So even though it was a downtime for the Chiefs, it was a good time for them defensively. They started playing better. They started doing things. They started matriculating the ball down the field as opposed to just winning with big passes. And, you know, so it taught them another element of the game. So I think they did improve in that time.
Mike, what about Hopkins? We waited way too late last time we had you on to get into this Hopkins, this receiver conversation. I can't believe we did it. I apologize on the front end of this one. I mean, when you talk about Hopkins, man, he zero catches last week in the first half as the team buries a hole or digs a hole.
Yeah, that was surprising.
Right? And look, and he, I think he had two targets, and then he comes out in the second half, and boom, he starts getting touches, and the offense takes off. I mean, how important is it that this Texans team not only gets Hopkins involved, but gets him involved very early and very often?
It's very important. It's very important. Because as I was telling you about the run game, that's another element that can help you take the ball down the field, is by getting Pop involved. Now, if I keep Fuller and Steele's healthy, what I'm doing is knocking the top off of the defense. So they can't double team Hop, and now I want Deshaun Watson dropping back 3 steps, 4 or 5 steps, and just getting rid of the ball. Just getting rid of the ball. Don't make it all a great part. I want to see, since Bill O'Brien came from New England, I want to see the elements of New England's offense instilled into the Texans, and then when he has to
do that super duper stuff, that's when Clark Kent goes in the phone booth and comes out Superman. He can't be Superman all day. He has to go. You see what I'm saying? Now this, when Tennessee gets that, then they're going to not just be able to go through a playoff, but have something that they can win for consistently in the playoffs.
Hey, Mike, you said Tennessee. Now come on, we're in Texas, baby.
Well, when the Texans, I mean, when the Texans does that, I apologize.
You're going to get
when
us in Texans trouble on that, there.
Yeah, oh, I don't want to get y'all in trouble. Especially with the crossover, with the old Texans, with the old Houston Texans, the old Houston Oilers going to Tennessee, all of that. I don't want to get no crossover going on.
Hey, Mike, look here. I ain't too worried about you. If you get me or Wade fired, Wade's going to be all right. I'm going to have to call you and ask for a loan now. Be careful now, brother.
I'm all right with that.
Hey, Mike, when you get to this point of the postseason, because you've been a guy that has been through the battles, you won 3 Super Bowls, Hall of Famer, you've been through all the wars, what's going through your mind when you're in the divisional round of the playoffs? What's your thought process going into this game and going forward through the stretch run?
You know what I always said about this game, cause especially when a team played on Wild Card Sunday, it's so hard to turn around and then match the intensity of the team that has rested through Wild Card Sunday. And like for the Texans, for all those teams that played Wild Card Sunday, it's imperative that you have early success, because you got to meet and beat the hunger and the energy of the team that's been resting. So you need to have some kind of early success to get you some energy and get energized, as opposed to having not success early. And then you're sitting there saying, oh, my God, here we go. And they have more energy, and that momentum change, that momentum thing just swings on you big. You need to have early success.
That's Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Irvin joining us on Sports Radio 610, Houston sports leader. Also, Wade Smith obviously sitting to my right. I'm Clint Sterner. Mike, what about – we talk a lot about the Texans, man, and rightfully so, obviously, being down here, man. But this is a special treat this weekend to get to see Watson versus Mahomes, too. Mahomes and company, man, they're really special. When you talk about watching the game of football and appreciating the product you see on the field, these cats are special, man. Talk to us a little bit about your thoughts about this offense.
Yeah, both of them. Both of them, man. Both of those young cats, man, Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, are just true gifts, man, that we landed on these young cats playing the way that they play, man. And I love it. I really do. I love watching them play. This is a matchup we're going to be seeing for a long time now. For a long time. It's so interesting that Tom Brady, Drew Brees, all the old heads are out of the playoffs, and it's left all these young guns that do it a little differently. They don't just do it with their arms. They do it with their legs. You know what I mean? They are a real weapon at the quarterback position, and we'll get a chance to watch it for the next few years.
I would be doing myself wrong if I didn't ask you this question, man. You know, the Dallas Cowboys just signed a new head coach, Mike McCarthy. Of course, you are Michael Irvin of the Dallas Cowboys. Give me your thoughts on him becoming the new head coach of the Cowboys. Are you a fan of it, and how do you see him moving the Cowboys forward going forward in the future?
Well, I wanted to be wild with the hire. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to say, oh, wow, look at that. And I wanted a guy to come up here and give me a fired up, rah-rah speech. And that's what I think the Cowboys need, inspiration and motivation just as much as they need. You know, inspiration and motivation even more than they need talent, because I think they have that there. But when I sat and listened to the interview and listened to his press conference, you know, it started really growing on me, because Mike talked about taking a year away and learning the things he needed to learn to get better, learning from his mistakes and his ability to communicate with players and all of those things. And as a man who has enjoyed a second opportunity, I can appreciate a man that is going to try to correct his issues. In the Bible, they call that a mighty man of valor. He may get things wrong, but he'll work hard until he rights his wrongs. And I like what I heard at the press conference, and I'm looking forward to see what he does with the Cowboys.
Mike, you talked about the young guns, man, and rightfully so. I think there's a changing of the guard. These young cats are coming on awfully strong as far as being the faces of the NFL, but they're –
there's one old head still out there, man. And I know Russell Wilson, for me, falls in between. I don't know that he's not the best one of the bunch when you really get down to the nitty-gritty. But, boy, Aaron Rodgers is still out there doing his thing, man. How do you feel about Green Bay in this, in the rest of the playoffs?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, you know, Aaron Rodgers, he's like, for some reason, I say Aaron Rodgers is a little younger than Drew Brees. And I know he's a couple years because Tom Brady is 40. I think Aaron Rodgers is like 35, 36 years old. So, I think he just falls right up under that. But he is the last one up in that thing. He is the last one. And let me tell you why that thing is, why it's like this. You know, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, they played in an era of football where you could hit and separate guys from the ball. When I had to catch a pass, the DBs can separate you from the ball. So what does that do? It forces you to have to get that ball out on a timing. When I drop 3, 7, 5 steps, I got to let the ball go now because it has to make it to him before that guy hits him in the mouth. But since they've relaxed on the rule and, you know, you got defenseless receivers, now we can give up some of that timing and accuracy for mobility. And now you're seeing the more mobile quarterback take over because he's allotted that governing moment where you can't hit the receiver until after he catches the ball. And I think once all those rules are in place, that's why you see guys take off like we're seeing these young guys take off. I do still see Russell Wilson as one of those young guys as part of this revolution, as he is, or he was good enough to be part of the ones that just that I believe are leaving now, the Tom Brady's and the Drew Brees.
Mike, I want you to leave us this right here, man. How do the Texans get DeAndre Hopkins involved early and often?
Well, and it's what we talked about. I mean, they just got – they got to give him those opportunities in the slot, but I also believe give him some opportunities outside to go up top, because you get in the slot, it's hard for them to try to double team him, especially if you got those two beasts on the outside as much speed as they have. But also you got to, I think you get him on the outside and give him some opportunities early to go up top. Whenever I do, I was going to get double teamed a lot. I knew it was going to be a long day. Norv will say sometimes, I'm going to give you a shot up the field early. All it does is give me a little bit of energy. Okay, I'm going to get something. I'm not just going to get beat up on all day around. I'm going to get an opportunity to make a play. And I think you got to do the same thing with the op.
You got to throw that dog a bone, don't you, Mike? Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls are brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Mike, hey, man, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us, brother.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, man. And, yeah, you're right, though. And he is a dog, man. I love that dude, man. T-Hop, absolutely love him, man. He's a great player and a great kid. A great young man.
We're looking for a big day from him, man. I hope it's a big day because that means the Texans are rocking and rolling.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.